Advice columnists and twin sisters Ann Landers and Abigail Van Buren didn't speak for 7 years. Politicians Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft let politics overtake their friendship. The Nobel Prize-winning scientists James Watson and Francis Crick stopped working together after they discovered DNA. We are familiar with the pain of too many of these work and personal breakups between opposites. Think of marriage as one example of this phenomenon. For a marriage to succeed, we need to figure out how to deal with each other beyond the initial attraction and honeymoon phases. We know that both partners need to work at it. A happy marriage doesn't just happen. The truth is that these opposite pairs require constant vigilance, careful maintenance, and balance. Without this focused attention, not only do the partners experience frustration, but their potentially great contributions are not realized. In the workplace, their organizations, clients, and customers all lose out. So, what is the common theme of success? The key to remember is that these relationships are most successful when opposites stop focusing on their differences and use approaches that move them toward results. Why now is the time for the genius of opposites?